guys. Happy Friday. Made it through another week. Today I'm going to hopefully finish up my diatribe on the loss, or should I say the theft of our rights and liberties. Began that, I think it was last Friday, picked it up on, what was it, Monday, and I should be finishing it up today. So I won't burden you any further with that. Seriously, it's a very important subject, so I hope nobody's getting bored with it. It's something that is having a drastic effect on our way of life in this country, folks. It's been coming on slowly. It didn't start under Bush, but it certainly has been accelerated during this administration to a point now where we virtually really don't have any more rights left. And the reason why so many people, I think, aren't complaining about it is they don't see tanks rolling down the streets with their barrels pointed at them yet, so they don't think it's such a big deal. They don't realize the implications of this and where this is going to go, and indeed already has gone for a great many people. This is the time to do something about it now. You don't wait till the tanks are actually rolling down the streets. Anyway. But before we go to that, let's go to let's cover a couple quick announcements. We'll go to a break, and then I'll pick up with that. As always, if anybody wants a copy of the transcripts from this this rant, you can just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz, again, being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Or for that matter, if you want to email me about anything, questions, comments, negative, positive, suggestions for guests, topics, whatever. I've actually gotten quite a few good leads from several listeners who have done just that. Sent me contact info or ideas, whatever. So keep it up. I love that. And if you want to call in, of course, you get comments. Always love those calls. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to call in anytime during the broadcast. I'll be with you here for the next 2 hours. So, again, if you want to call in, comment on anything I'm saying, feel free to do so, negative or positive. But before we go into that, guys, let me remind you, RBN is offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism. The holidays are coming up. It's a great gift to give. Wake people up, stuff it in their stockings, or shove it down their throat, whichever you prefer. That's available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, ordering there through PayPal, or by calling 800-724-2719. Or by sending your check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you don't want to pay the postage when you send your checks to RBN, just put RBN as the return address, put your name on the mail-to address, and they'll send it to RBN as the return addressee. I was reading this book today. Ways to Cheat Society, or something like Ways to Cheat the Government, I think it was. Don't tell anybody you heard it here, but I found that pretty humorous. You can send mail free to people by putting the address you want it to go to, again, as the return address, and your address as the main address. I'm surprised I had never thought of that one when I was a teenager. That would have been a fun little little way to beat the system. Anyway, so if anybody wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog at 9/11, The New World Disorder, along with a number of other titles and more to come in the coming weeks, months, again, you just go to lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And when you get there, just type my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all the titles that I have available. And by all means, I'd like to hear back from people after having read some of my works. Just send it off to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Love to hear from you. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
7371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're going to finish up our discussion today, hopefully, on lost rights. How our rights have been systematically stolen away from us through legislative fiat and other little sleazy tricks that have been going on for decades. But again, whipped into higher gear than ever under this current fraudulent, unelected criminal administration of ours. That's poised to wind us up, by the way, in war with Iran here, probably any day now, the way things are going. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's pick up with this one. Our loss of our rights to privacy. There really is no such thing anymore. It's gone. It's out the window. Not just because you can't say anything on the phone or do anything on your computer or any type of telecommunications, because that's all completely sabotaged and being monitored 24/7. But even the privacy of your own home, if prying eyes and ears so desire, they can literally monitor your activities through your walls and get the clear imagery of actually looking right at you through your window, with infrared technology X-ray technology that can actually look right through your walls as if they weren't even there, or as if they were looking through a clear pane of glass. It's incredible. And of course, you look at the X-ray machines they've got now when you go through the checkpoints at the airport. It's actually not even X-ray. It's infrared. They can look right through your clothing. It's incredible. And based on that, I guess that's how they decide if they're going to actually frisk you or not. This is just absolutely disgusting, folks. The government, or anyone else for that matter, at any time, particularly through the use of computers, can find out anything about our private lives, such as our medical history, financial transactions, educational background, email, correspondences, you name it. There's no limit. Again, it's not just the government doing this. It's big corporations. Of course, corporations run the government, so naturally they're both going to have access to the same information. In fact, the government contracts out to corporations. So no matter how you look at it, both of them are having access. How do you think they get your phone number and or your emails all the time to harass you with spam or phone calls, you know, the telemarketing phone calls? Don't you love those? 24/7. I get them all the time, every single day. In fact, I think that, I forget her name now. There's one call I always get from Cardholder Services. Hi, this is Michelle, whatever her name is. I think she's got an in for me. I get a call from her almost every day. So ridiculous. Just hang right up on them. Usually it's a recording anyway, but once in a while you'll get a person. I just hang right up immediately. Sometimes I won't answer at all if I see that it's a telemarketer. Sometimes you can't tell, but sometimes it'll come up on the ID. Or I'll just pick it up and hang it right back up again. That doesn't matter that you tell them to take them off your list. And even if you get on that list that's supposed to block them, they still manage to get through. Very annoying. But how do you think they get your numbers in the first place? You know, you file bankruptcy, and they're right on you like hawks, like the parasites that they are. People think, oh, when you file bankruptcy, it's going to ruin your credit. You'll never be able to get a credit card for at least 7 years. Are you kidding me? You're more likely to get credit card offers having filed bankruptcy than you are before, because they know now that your cash flow is all freed up again. They want to get you right back into debt. They immediately begin to pounce on you the moment you file. Of course, you can't even file anymore. That's another right gone out the window, pretty much, as I mentioned, I think, on Monday, through the new bankruptcy bill. Those days pretty much gone. You can't even do that. And as I said, most people who go into debt now who need to file can't. It's a necessity. It's a must for some people. It's the only way they can escape. Get out from, under that crushing weight to start over again. Most of them can't even do it anymore. Anyway, there are many frightening ways, guys, in which the government has been and continues to be spying on us. One method kicked into high gear in late 1999 when a satellite surveillance system called Echelon, which was originally created in the 1970s, was upgraded and put into full operation, run by the NSA, National Security Agency, along with the governments of the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, all the English-speaking nations. This technologically advanced spy network scans millions of telephone calls, emails, and faxes each hour, searching for keywords. Obviously, our globalist friends are a bit paranoid, wouldn't you say? Wanting to know who might pose a threat to their lust for power. That's really what it's all about. They're not out chasing criminals because they're criminals themselves. They like criminals. In case you haven't noticed, CIA for decades has been hiring, mafia hitmen. And, oh, man, it's just what an Orwellian world of doublespeak we live in. They're not going after criminals, guys. They want to monitor you to make sure you're not speaking out against them and posing a threat to them, exposing their crimes. Bearing this program in mind, notice what Zbigniew Brzezinski, that wonderful bastion of American freedom and justice, wrote in his 1970 book, Between Two Ages. Keep in mind, again, this was the man who served as Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, and to this day still serves as one of the top advisors for American foreign policy, and also has a profound influence on domestic policy as well. Here's what he said. The capacity to assert social and political control over the individual will vastly increase. It'll soon be possible to assert almost continuous control over every citizen and to maintain up-to-date files containing even the most personal details about health and personal behavior of every citizen, in addition to the more customary data. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. Power will gravitate into the hands of those who control information. So as you can see, the system that we now have in place was planned decades ago. It was Brzezinski talking in 1970 how this was going to be done. Keep in mind, the Internet was not yet invented, well, I guess the basic concepts of it were, but it certainly was not up and running. You know, there were interconnected computers over phone lines, you know, between governmental facilities, but and a few certain corporations, but nowhere on the scale of what we have today, and certainly not available to the public. But they knew this was the direction it was going. As the technology would be more developed, more perfected, they were going to, they planned long ago to get the public hooked into this network so they could be spied upon and use that to exert total control on people. You know, you go to any town USA today, and you'll see that police cruisers are now equipped with laptops that are linked via wireless internet connections so that they can tap into this this database that is ever increasing, ever growing in size. More and more information is being added every day as they spy on you. And this, you know, eventually we're going to come to a point where they're going to know every little tidbit of information that's available about you out there. And the potential here for absolute despotic totalitarian control is quite frightening. And here's what Brzezinski said about it. You know, listen to this. Power will gravitate, he says, into the hands of those who control information. Information really is power. And ignorance, of course, is the lack of power. Our ignorance has enabled them to get away with this. Unfortunately, Brzezinski was all too right about where our right to privacy was headed. During a documentary program called Big Brother, first aired on the Discovery Channel on January 8, 1999, as part of a series called On the Inside, the following sobering statements were made. Listen to this. As we enter a new millennium, rapid improvements in technology are quickly eroding the privacy and freedoms we've taken for granted for so long. Keep in mind, guys, this is 2 years before 9/11. Ever since 9/11, law upon law after law has been passed to give more and more power to the government to pry into your private lives. This, of course, is being done in the name of fighting terrorism, but this is in fulfillment of a plan that was in place decades ago. 9/11, once again, is just the excuse. Do I have to remind you? Adolf Hitler played the same game. In 1933, he arranged to have the Reichstag lit on fire. Then he made it out to look like an act perpetrated by the Communist Party. He actually hired the half-retarded Dutchman to do it. And then later, he used it as an excuse to rape the German people of their rights and freedoms. He passed the Enabling Act, which attacked the same rights that the Patriot attacks of us. This is an old, old political trick. You stage a phony crisis, and then you use that crisis to seize absolute power. I hope you can see that the power that they're grabbing now, giving them the ability to spy on you without warrants, to wiretap you, has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. It has everything to do with absolute totalitarian power to make sure you don't pose a threat to them. They're making a list, checking it twice. They want to find out who is not naughty and who is nice. That's the fact, guys. They're the ones who aren't nice. They're the ones who are naughty. And they want to keep track of those who are nice, who aren't naughty like themselves, who actually do believe in upholding the law and upholding the Constitution, because they're the ones who pose them a threat. They're not going after the naughty little terrorists. They're the terrorists. They want to make sure you can't stop their reign of terror, their trail of crime. It's so flippin' transparent. Shame on any sap that can't see through this for what it is. Massive and monstrous power grab. This once great republic of ours, guys, is being turned into a fascist pig totalitarian regime right before your eyes, and you cannot deny it anymore. Let me go on with this quote here from this Discovery Channel documentary. They went on to say, to better identify us, more and more of our most intimate details will be captured and cataloged. All right, guys, short break. I'll pick up with there when we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, back here on Two Thirds Radio, it's your host Charlie Giuliani, picking up with our discussion here of loss of our rights. Let me continue with this quote. I'll reread that sentence I started before the break. This is the Discovery Channel again during their 1999 documentary on it was called Big Brother. They said to better identify us, more and more of our most intimate details will be captured and cataloged. The nightmare world of Big Brother is creeping up on us, a world where surveillance by the state is the norm, where Big Brother can peer into our homes and our workplaces. Again, keep in mind, this is 2 years before 9/11. We're seeing them do this now on a grand scale. They're telling us the reason is part of the war on terror. But this was a plan going way back before 9/11. And I'm not just talking 1999 when this documentary was made. I just read from Brzezinski where he said that this was the plan way back in 1970. I'll tell you, it goes back even before that. But it's obvious. This is something they have been wanting for a long time. They were not able to pull it off, though, until they had the perfect excuse. We're fighting terrorism. Yeah, that's it. And so you got to give us this power and not even question us, and if you do, we'll arrest you because you're a domestic terrorist. This is all to protect you. Who's the real threat that we need protection from here, folks? All through history, the greatest threats against humanity have been at the hand of their own leaders, not from outside. The quote continues, new surveillance technologies are bringing us closer to a time where our movements are tracked, when we will no longer have any secrets, where there will be no borders. What have we seen been going on with that lately? That wasn't in place back in 1999. The wide open borders. Yeah, that's been an agenda for a long time, too. Where there will be no place to be free. We are coming to the end of privacy. Understand, folks, this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, attacks on our freedom, is to take away our right to privacy. And here we have it. 9/11 is being used as the excuse to pull off something they've wanted to accomplish for a long time, to pry into your privacy. And, you know, this is what really jerks my turkey, is all the while that Bush is taking measures to make our lives a wide-open book for his close scrutiny and his thugs, he's made it virtually impossible to monitor what he's doing. You know, he's locked up his private records, his military service records, for example, in Daddy's private library, locked away. You can't look at it. You can't know anything about Junior Boy, but Junior Boy can know anything about you he so desires. I mean, this is tyranny. What do you think tyranny is? This is right out of the Dark Ages, this kind of garbage. Another way in which our right to privacy is being whittled away is through the installation of surveillance cameras in multitudes of locations around the country. Banks, toll booths, public arenas, atop light posts on state highways, etc. Would you call this freedom, guys? This, again, is right out of Orwell's 1984. Big Brother is watching you. That's what this is all about. And then don't even get me going with the implantable microchips. Nobody can deny anymore that that's a coming reality either. When they interviewed Roberts for the Supreme Court, they asked him, Congress asked him, you know, we need to know where you stand on issues such as mandatory implantable microchips. This is certainly going to be something that you're going to be voting on during your tenure, and we need to know where you stand on it. I mean, you can't say that this is, or couldn't happen here. Can't say that anymore, folks. Sorry. That's a reality. Congress is now talking about it as a coming reality. Of course it is. That's the ultimate dream of a would-be tyrant. To get people to, and notice how they're doing it, once again, as everything else that they've pulled for the past 100 years or so, like the income tax, you know, they coerce you into agreeing to it by telling you that, you're not patriotic if you don't support the victory tax. That's what they called it initially. It started for individual citizens during World War II. And it was disguised under, you know, supporting the war effort. If you're a true patriot, you'll pay the victory tax. And so virtually nobody opposed it. They didn't want to be called unpatriotic, un-American. Just like after 9/11, you questioned this war in Afghanistan. You're unpatriotic, you're un-American. Didn't get away with that quite so well with Iraq, but it worked with Afghanistan. In any case, this is how they're pulling it. They're telling you, it's a great way. Tens of thousands of people, guys, have already volunteered themselves and their kids to get the microchip implants. That's just in this country. There's many tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands more around the world. There's a private club in Spain. You can't get into the club unless you pass your wrist over a scanner that reads your implanted chip. Anyway, but the way that they're suckering people into getting these chips right now is they're telling them, it's a great way if your kids get lost at some county fair or if they get kidnapped or something, you just go to the computer, type in their chip number, and the satellite will figure out where they're at. They already got the satellites in orbit that are designed to read, to find chips in humans and locate where they're at. Oh, man, it's scary stuff. All right, guys, stick with us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Okay, so we've been talking about the loss of our rights, specifically the loss of our privacy rights. We mentioned Echelon, but guys, that's actually nothing in comparison to some of the measures that have been taken by the Bush administration in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. One such provision in particular was the creation of the TIA, or Total Information Awareness Program, which operated under the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. The New York Times described this frightening program in these words, quote, "Every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy and medical prescription you fill, every website you visit and email you send or receive, every academic grade that you receive, every bank deposit that you make, every trip that you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications will go into what the Defense Department describes as a virtual centralized grand database. To this computerized dossier on your private life from commercial sources, add every piece of information that government has about you, passport application, driver's license, and bridge toll records, judicial and divorce records, complaints from nosy neighbors to the FBI, and you have the Super Snoop's dream, a total information awareness about every U.S. citizen. What does this have to do with fighting terrorism? Absolutely nothing. But then again, neither does anything else that this administration has been doing. All the other fiascos and phony pieces of legislation has been passing. It's a power grab hiding behind the cloak of the so-called war on terror. I hope you guys can see this has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's something that they have been wanting for a long time, and now it's Christmas morning for them. Understandably, many civil rights groups protested this phony program. One complaint that they voiced involved a very interesting symbol that the TIA office initially posted on its website to represent its mission. Some of you might recall this. It was the same thing that's on the back of your dollar bill, the uncapped pyramid with the all-seeing eye on top. And its rays were spraying out over the globe. There was a picture of the Earth right next to it. It's very obvious what the meanings there were. The all-seeing eye of Horus, the little Masonic magic symbol, is watching every move everyone makes on planet Earth. Not just U.S. citizens, by the way. These programs are designed to spy on everybody. Because naturally, the system they're setting up is global. They want a global system of government. So they want to spy on everybody on the globe to exert absolute tyrannical totalitarian power on everybody. Speaking on this matter, James Bovard, somebody I want to get on the show soon, by the way. If anybody has any contact info on him, James Bovard, B-O-V-A-R-D, let me know. I can't seem to find the guy's email or anything to get a hold of him, but he's an excellent author. I recommend you read anything by him. He's really good. This is what he had to say. In his book, Terrorism and Tyranny, came out in 2003, he said, Dapper responded to the surge of criticism by removing the Information Awareness Office logo from its own website. The logo, a giant eye sitting atop a pyramid, which is seeing and pulling in the entire world, accompanied by the motto Scientia Est Potentia, which translated means knowledge is power, made some malcontents fear that the TIA intended to play God. Well, yeah, that's exactly what this is all about. You know, they've always wanted divine attributes, guys, to be the gods of this world. And so their high-technology spying apparatus, in their thinking, gives them that power now of omniscience. They can see all and know all. No one can escape their scrutiny. But notice the logo that they used. Again, the Latin words, scientia est potentia. Knowledge is power. There you go. Just like Brzezinski said, power will gravitate into the hands of those who control information. That's all they're after, guys, is total power. I mean, you know, anybody who doesn't see this, you care to call me and debate me on this? Go right ahead. I dare you. They never do, though, because they know downright it's true. They're going to defend Gluteus Maximus, though, because they get investments in Halliburton, or they get a little nice fat paycheck at the end of the week from Homeland Security to spy on us. It's a known fact that the biggest job growth industry in the country today is in Homeland Security. Government's hired tens of thousands of people around the country simply to spy, the old Hitlerian snitch tactic. Anyway, the brain, if you will, behind this snitch program, or the TIA program, Total Information Awareness Program, was none other than the great John Poindexter himself, Reagan's national security advisor, who, I must point out, was convicted in 1990 of conspiracy, lying to Congress, defrauding the government, and destroying evidence in the Iran-Contra scandal. Bush not only hires this man of ill repute to work for the Homeland Security apparatus, but appoints him the job of, this is before Homeland Security, but he now does work for Homeland Security, but nevertheless, appointed him the job of setting up this total information awareness scam. Can you believe this? Again, I have to point out, Bush also hired, of course, you have Jenny Primakov, former director of the KGB, to work for Homeland Security as an advisor. He also hired Marcus Wolf, a.k.a. Gray Fox, the former East German Stasi head, to work as an advisor to Homeland Security. Ooh, what a cozy little bunch. He only picks the finest, in case you haven't noticed. Yes, what a great American Mr. Gluteus Maximus is, isn't he? Let's all click our heels and salute the Führer. Oh, man, how Americans sit back and tolerate this, do nothing about it, say nothing about it, just snooze away as these fascist pigs rape and pillage our Constitution. That, to me, is more frightening than these scoundrels themselves and what they're doing. Anyway, it's important, guys, to point out that TIA was actually defunded by Congress in September 2003, only because there was so much public outcry against it. But don't worry, the Bush boys, anticipating that this might actually happen, had created several backup programs that served the same function. The most notorious of these is the Homeland Security's Computer-Assisted Passenger Profiling System, or CAPS-2, which is a national database used to assess the threat level of each potential airline passenger. Whether a person is assigned a red, yellow, or green color code determines whether he or she is either allowed to fly, detained for questioning, or prevented from flying altogether. Hitler never had it so good. And I guess what would determine whether or not you're a threat would be maybe on the last flight you used a plastic fork to cut your synthetic chicken patty in half. I don't know. Anyway, Senator Frank Church, guys, back in 1975 during the famous Church Committee, really knew what he was talking about when he warned of the intelligence community's ability to monitor all forms of communication, even back at that early stage of the game. He said that if not stopped, quote, there would be no place to hide. If the government ever becomes a tyranny, if the government ever becomes a tyranny, if a dictator ever took charge in this country, the technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny, and there would be no way to fight back. Once again, keep in mind, he wrote this back in 1975. None of this was in place yet at that point, or virtually none of it. He went on to say, the capacity that is there to make tyranny total in America is, is enormous, and we must see to it that the intelligence agencies that possess this technology operate within the law and under proper supervision so that we never cross over that abyss. That is the abyss from which there is no return. And here we are, guys, right in the midst of it. We've stuck our head right in the mouth of that beast. You know, provisions were made by the Church Committee to prevent the intelligence communities from doing the very thing that they're now doing. And they're able now to do it once again because of the chicanery of 9/11 that suckered the American public into thinking that this is acceptable, lulled them to sleep, lulled them into a false sense of security. It's amazing. All the while, they're telling you that doing this is making you secure from terrorism. I mean, look at the irony of this whole thing. It's so disgusting. They're the terrorists. They're the ones that orchestrated the 9/11 attacks. And they're telling you that to protect you from this fictitious boogeyman overseas, that they're engaging in these spying activities when this is the great threat of all, the greatest threat of all, government prying into your private life. That's the threat. Not the fictitious boogeyman living in a cave over in Afghanistan who actually died in December of 2001. Oh, this country needs a slap upside the head. Anyway, the intelligence community, guys, and what a misnomer that is. Intelligence community. Yeah, sure. The intelligence community had already proven itself untrustworthy, and that's putting it mildly, because of its many pre-9/11 abuses of power. But since 9/11, this power has been dramatically increased, creating a much higher potential for abuse. again, guys, I hope you see how serious of a situation this whole fiasco is. And what's even more troubling is the fact that Bush, who pushed so vigorously to make our lives an open book, as I said before, for his scrutinizing eyes and his little fellow thugs and the Big Brother system they've set up, took measures at the same time to ensure that the skeletons in his own closet and those of other presidents may be hid from public scrutiny. For example, on November 1st, 2001, he issued an executive order, number 13233, allowing presidents to bar the release of records covered by the Presidential Records Act under the following grounds, quote, military, diplomatic, or national security secrets. Well, there you go, national security. You can brand anything under that umbrella, and that's just what they do. Presidential communications, legal advice, legal work, or the deliberative process of the president and the president's advisors. In other words, anything under the sun we so desire to keep secret from you, we can do so now under this executive order. Under the guise of national security, they're covering up their crimes that are posing the biggest threat to national security. Hello? But that's nothing to worry about. Just shut up and go back to sleep. Turn off your alarm clock, smother your head in that pillow, and don't worry about it. We'll wake you up when the Gestapo comes to get you. Or, in fact, they'll wake you up as they kick your door in the middle of the night to call you away. Oh, yeah. They've been having drills on that, baby. They had one back in August of 05, just 2 years ago. And the Washington Post actually said that this particular drill, Homeland Security drill, terrorism drill, actually involved training troops on how to round up people. Actually used that term, round them up. Hit them up, move them out, round them up. Round up them cattle, baby. Guys, it actually used the term round up. It didn't elaborate on what that meant. That's part of the little psychological warfare game they're playing on you. They don't tell you what it means. They just throw those terms out and leave it for you to figure it out. Well, guess what it means? Hitler did a lot of rounding up, too, in case you don't remember. Former presidents used to be able to request that their papers remain secret. Now, under this executive order, their papers can remain secret indefinitely without even requesting it. They can order it. And nothing can stop them. This has left the door wide open, guys, once again, for making their life a secret. You can't know anything about what they're up to, but they can know everything about what you're up to. This is pure totalitarianism. You know, I'd love to see some private, well, financially endowed corporation put their own spy satellite up into orbit and use it specifically for spying on Washington pigs. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's play it back on them. Beat them at their own game. Unbelievable. Well, moving on to another wonderful raping and pillaging of our rights. Parents can't even spank their children anymore out of discipline in this country without the fear of having them taken away by the social services, a.k.a. SS, Gestapo, under the pretext of saving them from abuse. It's not just for spanking, by the way, that parents are having their kids taken away today by the state-sponsored child abduction agencies, the welfare agencies. There's other reasons, of course, that have been used for such legalized kidnappings, which are even more ridiculous. Here's a few examples. Try inadequate finances on for size. Yes, kids around the country have been stolen away from their parents and put into the hands of the multi-million dollar industry of child welfare every year, guys, because the parents were in poverty. And, of course, that's been exponentially increased under this administration, hasn't it? They create the poverty, and then they turn around, something that most people cannot help in this country because their jobs have been sent over to India or to China, rewarding companies with tax breaks to relocate overseas, I might add. Talk about government facilitation of poverty. Anyway, because parents have been driven into poverty in most cases, Now they're subject to having the kids taken away from the child welfare agencies. How about homeschooling? Yes. You're not providing your children with the proper education to make sure they're adequately dumbed down so they'll be good cannon fodder once they graduate from high school to go into the military-industrial meat grinder. Homeschooling is considered inadequate, even though, this is a fact, across the country, homeschoolers have systematically, consistently been beating the pants off of government school children in spelling bees all over the country. As a matter of fact, they've officially been banned now. Homeschooled children cannot participate in spelling bee contests with public school children. And yet they're telling you that you're abusing your kids if you homeschool them. Oh, what a fiasco. We'll be back with some more fiascos after this break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our talk here on the loss of our rights. Let's look at a couple other examples of instances where the federal child abductors will take your kids away. I just mentioned inadequate finances, homeschooling. Here's another one. Domestic disputes. Yes, that's right. If some prying eyes and ears neighbors of yours that don't like you, for whatever reason, should overhear you and mommy or daddy arguing, They only need call the police and tell them how unfit you are as parents, and the next thing you know, you get a knock on your door from the DSS. Take away the D, what do you got? And off go your kids, your unfit parents. They're just looking for any old excuse to get your kids. Here's another one. A bruise noticed on your child by a teacher at school. That's considered high risk. Notify the nurse. Beep, 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 emergency. And, you know, your kid could stumble on a banana peel or whatever, trip down some stairs, and there you go. Now you're an abusive parent. And off go your kids into the never, never land of where they, a place where they will get abused. It's a known fact, guys. Government statistics even back this up. The children, once taken into protective custody of the state, have a 300% chance more of getting abused than if left at home. And, you know, what's the real agenda behind this? Let's ask the real question. I got a whole show coming up on this sometime, by the way, to go into a lot more detail, but let me just cover a few little tidbits here. What's the real issue behind the child abduction, state-sponsored abduction of children? Well, here you go. For every child that the state abducts, whatever state it may be across the union, they get anywhere between $25,000 and $250,000. Woo! Yeah! Bing, 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 tilt, tilt. Per year. In fact, for every dollar the state pays for caring for these children, the government kicks in three. And so that's what it amounts to per child per year, about $25,000 up to $250,000. Per kid per year. So this is big money, big, 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 big business. So it's to their advantage to take as many kids as possible. In fact, kids today in this country stand up to a 1 in 25 chance of being abducted by the state. You might also be disgusted to know that about 70% of all cases of children being taken from their parents by child welfare agencies, 70% of them, you know, there's been no instance of parental abuse or neglect or anything of any kind, 70%. But it doesn't matter. Once they're in that net, there's, you know, almost no getting them out. And if there is, you're talking years. Years. 3,000 kids are taken by state agencies around the country every single day. The way to avoid this, guys, is simply never, never let them in your house in the first place. Once you open the door, that's it. Kiss your kids goodbye. You don't have to let them in the house unless they have a warrant. It's unbelievable. You know, in Florida, it's so bad they actually lose track of some of the kids that they've taken. That's how bad it is. Literally, they've lost. I don't know where they went. They can't keep track of them. They've taken so many. All right, guys, another break. Stick with us. Be right back.